This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi. Well, I am Dion Mishler. Nice to thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I work with and specialize in inside sales teams. My background has been 20 years of sales and tech, and the last, 12 at this point of specializing in inside sales teams, predominantly in the tech industry, but outside the tech industry as well.
How are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I got invited, and I am involved probably more at a high level. I have some individual organizations that I work with coming at approaching their business with a sales mindset. So there's some ways that I'm involved at a macro level and then some ways at the micro level.
Dion, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Yeah, so I think some of the biggest challenges I've seen, I think from an EIR perspective, is I think the lament we all have these days for folks is the time piece, number one. And I think too, time to participate, time to get your idea baked, time to get your idea to market, all that good stuff. And I think the other challenge I see, at least in the EIR program here, is I'll talk with folks, and again, I'm a little biased, right? Because my background is sales, and I'll shamelessly say that one of my favorite shows is Shark Tank. And I always ask those sales questions: how are you going to go to market? Who is your market? What do they care about? And things of that nature. And I think sometimes for all of us, we've been in this movie where we get so excited about the service we have or the product we have, and we have this, if we build it, they will come mentality. And I think the challenge is really getting down into the details of that and the tactics of making sales at the end of the day. I think some of the successes I have seen have been the folks that can work both sides of that part of their brain and that equation at the end of the day. So I think, again, coming at it from the sales lens, I think those are some of the challenges and successes I've seen.
Dion, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
You know, I think the best advice I would share is being able to be involved, number one. And then number two is, I think, being able to throttle our own experience. It's almost like being a stand-up comedian or a speaker, where you kind of have to gauge the audience and who you're speaking with, and what, if anything, what is resonating with them from what you're saying at the end of the day too. So I think that's the biggest piece for us who eat, sleep, and breathe what we do as a profession, and then turning around and coaching and teaching others. We have to make sure we're bringing folks along with the journey with us.
And just to clarify, do you mean throttle up or down based on the audience? Just
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought. Thank you. And where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate to be an EIR with UCI here locally in the Irvine, California market. And so they've got their own website and ecosystem that they have as part of working within the school. So that's the best place to go see some of that information. There's some great opportunities for EIRs across the world at this point, which is nice.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.